Okay, podcast Friday. Eagles coming up. We'll do that quick.
Fine.
Larry, Michael.
It's fine. We've got...
Did you ever have a nickname?
Yeah, I had a couple.
What was it?
I was the kid for a long time. I know that would strike you as funny.
No, it's not funny.
And the Greek was my nickname.
But never the Golden Greek.
Never the Golden Greek. No, that is reserved for Matt Ioannidis.
When was the last time someone called you by a nickname?
Long time.
Why did that go away for you?
I don't know. Just the maturity level. You get to a point where people call you... I don't like being called sir.
I'm going to start calling you the dishwasher.
The dishwasher. Why is that? Because I clean the plate.
That's right, buddy. What's up, dishwasher?
I don't know. How about the sponge?
The bus boy.
The wash brush.
The bus boy doesn't really clean the plate. They just clear the plate.
Anyways. Let's set the table.
Your name doesn't really fit to nickname.
No.
You want to set you ready to set the table already? We don't need to set the table.
Do we set the table on this show? That's a different show.
We could set the table, but we're not going to set the table. Here, I'll set the table for you. We're going to talk about the difference of Baltimore or the similarities between Baltimore now and the 2012 Redskins. Some of your thoughts on that Redskins team.
Well,
we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the Eagles. I'm going to start with a story from last night.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
This is the craziest thing I've done. Not insane crazy, just...
We drove.
Anyone can do this. You can go do this. We went to Bull Run with the kids last night. They have a light show that you can drive through. Really, actually, pretty cool. There's some light shows around. There's one in Tyson's. You can go walk around. It's
a Christmas light show with all kinds of beautiful
holiday light show. You could call it.
Yes, I understand.
I don't know if it's per se just Christmas.
A holiday light show.
So you do this 20-minute drive through. Yeah. You drive very slow, and it's fun. The kids, ooh, look at all the lights. It's amazing. So we get to the end. There is a full-on carnival at the end of this light show. There is a Ferris wheel. There are rides. There are games. The games where you're throwing deals.
Cupid dolls, the whole bit.
It's 25 degrees outside.
Yeah.
We're freezing.
It's like a carnival, you're
There's
saying.
There's some lady over at one of the games says, everybody wins at the duck show.
Oh,
trying
really?
To get you to play the duck show one. You're like, I'm not going to play. The ducks are floating around in water.
Is the water frozen?
It should be an ice pond. Yeah. Then everybody definitely can get a duck on the duck show. Pull it right out.
Weird, isn't it?
The kids are running around doing these rides and playing these games. It is freezing. How do you have a carnival in the middle of December?
I don't know. That's the furthest thing I thought you were going to be talking about.
The deal is I was blown away by the fact that there was a carnival, and my kids loved it. They weren't cold.
The winter carnival.
When do you start really feeling the cold? Because when I was a little kid, we used to go run around outside. It was Wyoming.
So we never had a problem. We'd walk to school in the snow, Coley. Come on. Nowadays, I think they canceled Loudoun County school today.
Oh, I know.
They did, didn't they?
Look outside.
They canceled it.
You know,
a little wet.
Well... Loudoun County School has a certain amount of snow days every single year.
So they want to.
So, but if you don't use them, you just lose them.
Well, you're the inside scoop on that. Let me tell you something right now. As we do this edition of the podcast, it is 35 degrees, and there is 30% chance of precipitation, which means rain at 35 degrees. Temperature will not go down any lower. It's going to go higher as the night goes on. So really no chance of accumulation, no chance of ice, but school canceled. On the threat that some bad weather might roll in here unexpectedly. I know there's a cold front coming in and all this stuff, but does the word soft come to mind, Cooley?
No, the word need to use days comes to mind.
Yes,
or
this
lose
is
days.
Just this
use
is just
them
a,
or lose them. This and is it's a Friday.
Yeah.
And
3-day weekend.
And then you start thinking it's a Friday, and you start bringing everybody into school, and they're going, I thought we might have a snow day, and all the teachers are
It's December 13th. You've got 3 months of weather ahead, and you're already looking to burn snow days?
We have 15 of them.
Well, you might get those in 2 weeks if it's bad enough. It'll be 3 weeks,
I guess.
Why can't
we just finish school early if we don't use all the snow days?
Yeah, I don't understand. Snow day in December. I don't know. Look, you've got some inside information, I know. I know you have inside information.
I think anything.
You have people in the school system.
Look up anything on the.
I know what your deal is.
My mother's a teacher in London.
I know that.
That's really inside.
That's it. Well, it is. I don't know anybody on the inside.
I think she still waits till 5 a.m. to find out.
Well, you know what?
She doesn't have the Thursday heads up. Hey, we're gonna Just don't tell anybody this.
It's a little wink and a nod. Hey.
We're canceling school tomorrow.
No school tomorrow. You know why? It's all about snow days. We want to lose any. We're going to start doing them once a week to make sure we don't lose them all, so you can book your trips. Three-day weekends for everybody. And the teachers, too? Do the teachers get off?
Yeah.
Do they have to go in?
No, it's snow day.
They don't come in either.
It's not safe for them to get to school today.
Today? What do you mean? It's not even doing anything. It's not safe.
Snow day. They can't get to school today.
They're adults. They could go to school.
Come on, man. I know they can get to school. They just used it.
Snow days.
I don't care what they do.
I know. Snow days.
I, while we're going down this, I do have a nitpick with the way the... I do this with everything. I don't know why I do this.
You
pick
a lot of
school systems, so the way they run it. And so I went to a high school football practice the other day.
Yeah.
And it's school, the high schools go to school late in Loudoun County, yeah, and they end late. So practice starts, it's cold last week, but still football.
It's dark
practice
too,
starts
probably
at 4:45, 5 o'clock. Then you think about a kid, a high school kid practicing football. From 4:45, they're 2 hour practices, so they're 5:45, 6:45. The shower, they got to get home. They're not getting home until 7:30. They got to eat too. They got homework. They got all this stuff. Why wouldn't you have the high school kids start early and the young kids start late? Plus, the young kids start late. Their parents are going to pick them up late. Like when they get home from work, the high school kids can wake themselves up. And then I'm just thinking about it out of this respect. The young kids got to get on the bus at like 7:15, 7:30. As a parent, that's no fun. You got to get up at like 6 o'clock with your kids. I'd rather get up at later and pick them up later for the young kids. My high school kid can wake his or her butt up and
right,
get themselves to school.
Get on the bus,
they're the
whatever.
Only school system in this area, I think I could be wrong on this. Fairfax doesn't. That has it that way.
That's
but
really
the
late.
Point is you'd want your high school kids who are participating in all these after-school activities to be finished with those after-school activities by 5 o'clock so they can go home.
Yeah, eat dinner and do their homework.
I finish football. You know, I'm just telling you right now, I finish football practice in high school, and I get home at 7 o'clock and eat. I'm tired, man.
Yeah, of
homework?
Course. You've been going all day. Let me ask you this. If there's a snow day, does the football team still come in and practice in Loudoun? Or the practice is canceled?
Yes. The only reason I know this is because I know that the Redskins bubble can be used by high schools if we're not using it and if it is then approved. And the only time they do that is when there's too much snow to practice.
Okay.
So now, they may not do it in the regular part of the year, but as these high school teams get to the playoffs,
right?
They're not going to miss a day of practice.
Well, big playoffs coming this weekend. Neil Stonebridge playing this weekend.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Stonebridge is one lost team. They lost to Broad Run.
But then the state championship. Tuscarora's in the state championship, too.
It's not the state championship.
Yeah, I looked it up.
We're in the state championship.
Both
those schools. We're at that point now?
Both those schools. Saturday. I want to say one of them is at Liberty University, the other is at Hampton University.
Can you even imagine, in high school, I can't even imagine playing football on December 14th, 15th.
No, it's way.
I was four dual matches into the wrestling season.
Yeah,
at
you
that
were
point.
Way done. You had already cut weight and you were eating nice for dinner.
Yeah, I think if I remember right.
What'd you wrestle at?
We had to avoid eating too much on Thanksgiving during.
But what did you wrestle at? Were you like a light heavy?
No. 130, 160, 189, 215.
That was the progression?
Progressed.
Wow. You packed on 80 pounds in 3 years?
250 after my freshman year.
What were you eating?
After my freshman year of college.
What were you eating?
I was growing.
You were cleaning the plate, weren't you?
A lot of McDonald's. No plates there to clean.
Oh. Well, figuratively then.
My mom was good cook.
McDonald's? You got all that musculature from McDonald's?
Kids have great metabolism.
That's true. I used to eat McDonald's, too. What's your favorite fast food, Cooley? Do you still have one?
I'm not.
Do you have a favorite fast food?
I'm not terribly picky.
You're terribly picky?
Not terribly picky when it comes
I've seen
to
you
fast
devour
food.
Food. You eat like there's no tomorrow.
Who has cheese curds on the fast food menu here? I don't know.
There's no such thing as cheese curds outside of Wisconsin, okay? Can you get cheese curds around here?
There used to be a place in Loudoun One, the beer
the
something.
Beer burgers place
beer burgers
is that
place
not there no more
well they I don't know if it's still there I should know
yeah
they had it on their menu for and they were good
cheese curds
for, yeah on the appetizer menu for
really?
Over a year and then they took it off and then I stopped going
then you stopped going because you are
here.
A big fan of the cheese curd
how can you not like a cheese curd it's fried cheese it's a french fry it with
they're
cheese
okay.
In it.
If I had my druthers I can think of other ways to consume
well,
calories
you're gonna just eat a bunch of feta.
Yes, that's exactly right. I would
what if I
that.
Fried that feta?
Well, there's something called saganaki. If you go to a Greek restaurant, they put some kind of alcohol on a cheese. They light it on fire. They bring it to your table. You've seen that before, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've never had that? Oh, it's the best. Oh, my God, it's the best.
You should do it for
You're
Christmas.
Making me hungry. What am I going to do it? Here, I give it to Stevie. Give her a plate of flaming cheese. I can do that. It really is. You don't need the heat comes from the booze they pour over top of it. They light it, and boy, it cooks, and it's great.
Mm.
Plate of flaming cheese. Saganaki.
Can you do it for me?
I'll do it for you. Sure.
Okay. Let's do Saganaki. Other people's traditions.
I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen. That's not
one
hard.
One of my favorite holiday things I've ever done. Remember Matt Turley was our blogger for a while?
Yes.
We had potato latkes.
Did you?
At Matt Turrell's house.
Those are good.
They were amazing. It was so much fun.
Michael Stiles used to make walnuts. Walnuts and pecans with some kind of weird. Michael Stiles married Jenny Jurgensen.
Oh, yeah.
You know him.
Yeah.
He used to pass out these bags of nuts. And, you know, Charlie and I thought, you know, so I don't know about this bag of nuts. He'd be passing them out. And it was kind of a weird taste, kind of like a nutmeg cinnamon taste on those nuts. And so just was, you know, it's a little, I don't know what to say. I know, hey, Michael took great pride in those nuts,
mm-hmm.
and he used to give them out on Christmas. And I believe probably down there in Atlanta where they moved to, that's where Jenny lives now, he's probably still passing out those nuts.
Getting the sacks ready for Christmas.
Yes. You mm-hmm. got those sacks of nuts ready. Yeah. And there, you know what? I mean, hey, with the beer and those nuts, it's pretty good.
I love it. Like any great roster, the Virginia Lottery's lineup of holiday games features different and impressive stars. Let's take a look at the lineup. For $1, you can play the Naughty or Nice Scratcher and have a chance to win up to $1,000. The $2 Holiday Cash Game gives players a shot at winning up to $20,000. $5,000 Overload features $305,000 prizes in the entire game. The Holiday 7 Multiplier Scratcher is a clear way to have fun, and $600 Holiday Bonus Cash is loaded with over 6,500 $600 prizes in the entire game. Plus, there's Virginia's new Millionaire Raffle, too. And don't forget that you can play holiday-themed e-games on your mobile device with Mobile Play. All you need is the Virginia Lottery app to be a lottery retailer. Give the gift of Virginia holiday games. I always love the Virginia Lottery games, Larry. That's a great stocking stuffer right there.
Money is always good.
Yeah, or the chance at money is maybe even better than money.
Hundreds.
Chance at more money.
Hundreds.
Play the Virginia Lottery. Helping people improve their lives is what should drive business. That's the belief at Koch Industries, which employs more than 65,000 people across America. The team at Koch works together to meet the world's changing needs in transportation, medical care, water filtration, household goods, energy-efficient building products, and everyday technologies, all while consuming fewer resources. See the innovations firsthand at KOCH. That's KochIndustries.com. You can enter the Redskin Salute Game Day Sweepstakes, presented by Geico Military, to win tickets and parking to the Redskins versus the Giants game and a Redskins prize pack. Visit redskins.com/salute game day sweeps to enter. That's redskins.com/salute game day sweeps to enter.
Let's talk some football here because I got a big game coming up here.
Big game coming up. Big game. Did you watch the game last night?
I couldn't watch. I watched it, but I couldn't stick with it. It was just such – they're such a runaway machine offensively.
Well, the Jets had a chance early in the game. I don't want to get too deep into this game.
They did. They did.
Went for it on 4th-and-1. They missed a field goal. They had not. They should have been 9 points closer.
They
competed. It was 35 – what? 35-13
or something. How would Chris Cooley defend Lamar? How would you defend Lamar? And, of course, you've got a big thing set up here for this podcast, which we've been
it's not that big of a thing.
Leading up into.
It's not that big of a thing.
It's a small, big thing.
I don't know how you defend Lamar.
It's a small, big thing, but you say there are. Are there similarities between these offenses from 2012 and theirs now?
It's actually uncanny. Lamar, Robert wasn't Lamar. You actually, if you watched to the end of that game, I didn't. Sheehan told me about this.
Robert got in.
Robert got drilled.
Ah, he got hit. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but I mean,
he got up.
The difference is his lateral shake versus Lamar's. But he still.
Night and day speed difference.
Not night and day. Speed.
The quickness.
The quickness is, yes, night and day.
Night and day.
But what Robert did in that year scared people in the same fashion.
Yes, I would agree.
That offense has also involved RPO, and it's also evolved to all that fly stuff. And so there's so much distraction, especially for those inside linebackers. Oh. And anyone playing the nickels playing inside, there's a lot of keys going on.
Yeah.
To still have to think the number one key is standing right behind the center.
I don't know how you do it. How do you do it?
So it's harder to stop him, but you just look at this evolution of this offense that really Roman started in San Francisco, and it's college, it's a lot of college stuff, but Kyle,
right.
The integration, Kyle, and what they did in 2012 for Robert. But, man, I'm looking at this thing, and you're like, the number one defense isn't the offense. The number one difference isn't the offense. It's that Baltimore's defense is unbelievable. But offensively, both teams right around 6 yards a carry. Both teams in right around 7.5 yards per passing play. A lot of big chunk passing plays.
Right.
Both teams just over 5 yards per carry on first down. Both quarterbacks, Robert ended up throwing for a little over 3,000 yards that year. Lamar's going to be probably a little bit more than that. Robert still had 858 rushing yards in that year. Lamar's obviously over 1,000 right now, but 858 yards from a quarterback scares you to death.
It's a lot of yardage.
It changes the way you play when that guy gets 858 yards, man. We got to defend him all the time. It opens up these big shots in the passing game. The difference really is defensively, Baltimore's a top five defense, and the Redskins in that year were a bottom 10 defense. So Lamar and that offense are getting like two extra possessions a game as opposed to what the Redskins are getting.
Defense,
and they're getting possessions where they're down in the red zone. And they're getting possessions where they're on the other side of the ball. And people now are looking at it, like you saw the Jets on 4th and 1. We got to go for it. We have to score points.
Right, right.
Teams weren't doing that against us.
No.
Their third down percentage is good. Ours was good. I just...
You're drawing some comparisons that are not out of line.
The difference offensively is a little bit how they're built. They're a really good tight end laden team. They got three guys that really do a good job.
Well, they built that way.
Nick Boyle and Mark Andrews and Hayden Hurst. Any one of those three players are starters on other teams as the starting number one tight end.
Right.
And they have three of them. Marquise Brown has a ton of speed, but we had some speed, man. Pierre Garçon was rolling. He had Santana Moss. He had some stuff at receiver. I mean, their tight ends were really more receivers for us, but their run action game is built a lot like our run action game was built, and you saw wide open guys. And
they
you
run
see
the pistol as much? Not as much.
No, they don't run as much pistol, but by the way, pistol is such a good thing for a young quarterback.
I don't know. I mean, still see teams. You saw last night Lamar Jackson in the pistol a couple of times. I guess it gives you
But it's so
he's going to run it when he's in the pistol, though. That's what I saw. He's not handing that off. He didn't yet. Last night he didn't.
Well, the first thing if you're playing Baltimore is it's hard because you're saying don't let him run the ball, which means take a man out of the run scheme to play the run, which is Mark Ingram, who is really good right now.
Pretty good, yeah.
And so like, he's a better back than Alfred was. Alfred had a heck of a year, but Mark Ingram is definitely a better back.
Yeah,
they're a little bit more talented, I think, offensively. But still, I mean, other than Brown, a receiver, who's fast, man. I think he's got 7 touchdowns this year. He went a couple weeks without getting much.
But no, so no doubt about it. They got a good-looking team right now, and someone's going to have to come up with a way to stop Lamar Jackson. And, you know, you're going to have to gamble to do that, I think. You're going to have to gamble
to do it.
And
you do. You have to.
Make you pay. And then, you know, it's really up to them. If they can continue to play at this peak efficiency, they're going to be hard to beat.
No doubt. And the thing is the way you really want to stop them is you want to put extra DBs in the box or guys that have the speed to run with them.
Yeah.
Right? You want to get another nickel player, a guy that's fast. But they put 3 tight ends on the field. Now, what do we want to do? And they put 3 tight ends on the field and they run the ball physically. So we have to go with our big people. We have to go heavier personnel. We have to have linebackers try to match him.
Would you sit him if they clinch home field? Would you sit him? That's a tough decision because they're on such a roll right now, and he is not the biggest guy.
He is going to get hit right now.
Do you sit him?
No, I let him play at least a half.
Let him play a half.
Yeah, I let him play a half. But it's funny because they built their team with the intention that if he were to get hurt, they're not going to have to change their offense because they still have Robert and they have Chase Dan or
Trace McSorley. Trace McSorley.
I want to say Chase Daniel. But it's also funny, like, as you look at this type of team and this style of build, is when you're going to have to make a decision 3 years from now on Lamar.
What's the decision you got to make?
You're going to have to make a decision on how much you pay him. And,
well, I mean,
you do want him to evolve to a guy that doesn't have to.
You don't need to make that decision now, dude. You don't have to make that decision.
No, you don't.
Now,
but that's the point. But how you build the team, you look at it, it's really funny. Tight ends, when you get good ones, and I know this because I did it, you can get a guy in the second or third round, and they can start day one, and they can play a bunch day one. And that salary number is not a lot. You get a quarterback. Right. And you get that first-round quarterback that can move and run a little bit, especially if it's not like the number one spot, and you get the fifth-year option. You got a guy for 5 years without taking that huge cap number. 5 years is a long run in the NFL to have a chance to win some games. The thing is a lot of quarterbacks struggle early. That style of play where you can run around and make some plays, you don't struggle as much early.
You don't think he'll hold out or he's not allowed to? He's not allowed to.
No, they'll just pick up his fifth-year option.
Right. He's kind of stuck, right?
It's a great deal when – It's so big for teams when their young quarterbacks can play early.
Right.
Because
carry a small number for them.
Carry that
years.
Small number, and then you can truly build the defense around them and build your roster around those players.
But Judgment Day will sooner or later is going to arrive.
It's also one of those tough decisions of, can you find another one like that? Can you find another? Now,
I don't know. Find
another one like Lamar, but what I'm saying is if you were to take someone that is that style of player – I've talked about this a bunch. I don't know if this is the direction I'd go, but if you find that guy 5 years from now, in the fourth year, let's draft another one. Or let's draft a guy in the fourth round that can do that kind of stuff.
Fresh legs, I guess you're looking for.
And say, look, we're going to get – he'll be ready if we really don't know if we want to pay our guy or against a guy gets starts to get hurt. We'll just keep that low cap number at quarterback.
You got to stick with your guy. If he plays well, you got to pay him and keep him. There's no way. But –
Again, I'll just tell you this. When you look at the way they've built this roster and how they've managed it around a young quarterback, you really do have to give Baltimore some credit. And you got to give Harbaugh some credit. And the way that they're developing that team is really good.
I didn't say I didn't give him credit.
I'll tell you another thing is Roman's going to get some run as a head coach. That's another guy you really want to keep. Their offense is really fun. It's special.
He's had a couple shots. He's had a couple of runs at being a head coach. And maybe this is going to give him what he needs momentum-wise to get a job. He's been considered a couple places over the years.
Yeah, I like Giro, as they call him.
Giro. All right.
But it's fun. You mentioned something I did want to talk about a little more, though, is that pistol deal.
Yeah, the pistol deal.
You know the nice thing for young quarterbacks, because all these college quarterbacks are gun quarterbacks or some pistol in college, is now in the NFL with the run action stuff, you want to be able to go a lot of under center stuff, and you really got to start working on their drop. And it's amazing when you go through the coaching keys to different plays. It's like, we want a big three-step drop on this type of look, or we want a quick three-step drop, or we want all the little nuance to their drop that goes into it is not just take three steps and throw the ball.
You got a long step, you got a short step.
Things that 10 years ago, everyone had to learn and pick up, but now it's also that, man, I got to try to focus downfield, and I got to keep this rhythm of my drop. The pistol makes a five-step, a two-step. It makes a three-step, like a one-hitch deal. It really kind of cuts that learning curve in half if you could go with it. And I don't know why it's not become more popular in the NFL, but you can still run everything out of it.
What does that snap differ from a shotgun snap?
Well, it's 3 yards instead of five, really.
Is it the same snap, though?
No, it's an easier snap, obviously. It's shorter.
You have to take a little off it?
You have to take much off of it. I think it's a pretty easy.
It's the same snap then.
It doesn't seem to be tough for centers to adapt to the pistol snap versus.
I'm just wondering. It just because it is.
No, I don't know. I haven't snapped in the pistol yet.
And how about the back behind the quarterback? He's what, 2 yards behind the quarterback in the pistol, or 3 yards behind the quarterback in the pistol?
Well, if he's at the quarterback's at threes, a lot of times he's at 5 yards behind the quarterback. He's almost at 8 yards.
But.
Because those handoff actions, you got to make sure you got to ensure the snap. So, but it's not you get him going downhill. It's fine for the zone and the toss stuff.
Right.
And then you also the other thing that is really becoming popular in college, but even more so in the NFL, and Baltimore does it a lot, is almost those wing looks where it's not necessarily the H-back, but they become those fullback type of looks. And yeah. then all the distraction that goes on back there, and you get those wing looks and those backs in the backfield that start leaking out into the routes a little bit later.
Leakage.
And so the receivers, especially the speed ones, are taking coverage. Now we got these seams, and I really like what they're doing in Baltimore. It's fun.
It sounds like you do.
It's fun.
It sounds like you've been analyzing
it. If you watch Oklahoma right now, they're doing a lot of that stuff.
We watch
a lot of these college teams. And you watch Kansas City and watch the integration of what Andy Reid's done with some of the college stuff. It's really, really good. And they have a lot of fun stuff with their backs out of the backfield. So it's an evolution in football. We're going to start seeing football change more and more really fast here in the NFL. You know, we didn't think it with Robert, nobody thought it was. And Colin, everyone thought, this is gimmicky.
Right.
This is the only thing. It could be 15% of your offense. But now that can be 15%, but the RPO looks just like it. So now we got 15% of that. And then you start adding.
Do you see in Seattle Russell Wilson read option?
Yeah.
They really go downhill with the it's like he's not going to pull it.
Right.
But he still puts that illusion in the defense's mind that he's going to pull it. And then Carson, I think his name is, man, they get 6 yards a clip. I mean, it's a run the whole way. But just that the fact that the quarterback has that option to pull it and go, and Russell's quick, and he's got a great arm. Obviously, he can throw going to his left really, really well.
Right.
So either way, he can do that read option. And I really like the way they run that ball. That play, specifically Seattle. I mean, they didn't do that last week. But
well, and the thing is what Lamar's doing is scary to death stuff. But when the quarterback pulls it and can consistently pull it and get 4, 5, 40, four's a big run in the four's a good run in the NFL. That's a productive run. So now we got to play this to not give them 4 or 5. It gets hard. It's just Lamar doesn't have to get to the sideline. Like you always, all these other guys, you want to escort to the sideline. Russell's another one you can trust to run inside because, you know, he can slide, he can avoid. Their shake is good enough to avoid contact. The fantasy football season is right around the corner, and this season there are more ways to win than ever. Because FanDuel has more ways to win cash prizes and once-in-a-lifetime experiences during every single game, every single week. Never played FanDuel fantasy football before? Great. Because new users get a $5 bonus with their first deposit. Sign up for FanDuel now and get $20 in total bonus. Just make your first deposit and get started, and you'll get an extra $5 insight credit every week for 4 weeks. Go to FanDuel.com or download the FanDuel app. Now there's more to be excited about on Mondays than just Monday nights, because this football season, Mondays are Redskins Mondays. Every Monday you can get a free 6-inch sub with the purchase of another sub of equal or greater price and a 30-ounce drink. Go to redskins.com/subway to get a coupon that can be redeemed on your mobile phone or in print any Monday during the Redskins season at your local Subway. Free sub excludes extras, limited time only at participating restaurants in the greater D.C. metro area. Plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Official team news, full game day experience, and live local Redskins games are available on the Washington Redskins mobile app. Download it today. Geographic and device restrictions apply. Local and primetime games only. Data charges may apply. Carson Wentz, you can't just quite... I don't want him getting hit.
No.
Some of these guys. So.
He's a big... heavy guy. He can't get down as quick as Russell Wilson, and he's definitely not where, you know, Lamar has different type, completely different body type, completely different game.
But it doesn't change the fact that a 5-yard run by a quarterback makes defenses have to respect.
Wentz has a lot of yards this year.
Yeah,
Wentz will run it.
Wentz is a good player.
Just inconsistent though, you know, and it'll be interesting to see who's healthy enough to play at wide receiver. Arthego Whiteside is a young player they thought highly of at the beginning of the year. He's now seeing some action. Nelson Aguilar didn't play last week. He'll probably be ready Sunday. Jeffrey, I think they said earlier this week that he was out for the year, even though I haven't seen him placed on IR yet. Did they place Jeffrey on IR?
I don't know. He's not. I don't think he's up against us this week. I thought he was close last week, though.
No, he got hurt last week. He got hurt last week in the game. That they came from
right,
behind
so,
against
so
the Giants.
So I'm sure he's on. Like, he was close, and then he's
got a foot injury. I thought they said they were going to shut him down for the year, which, you know, obviously have to be a serious. It's true. He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
So he is out on IR.
So I mean, you're looking at Arthego Whiteside.
Arthego, yeah, that's a C,
are
but
you
say
do that
TH.
All game?
Arthego. That's a Castilian pronunciation of Arcega Whiteside.
So you got Nelson Aguilar, who
Aguilar.
Do we have any thes in that?
It's Aguilar, not Aguilar.
Greg Ward.
So you could just say Aguilar. Sometimes you say Aguilar just because you're lazy, but it's Aguilar. I was close. I know it's close.
Okay.
Aguilar. Stevie is giving us a note here. And who brought him up?
The Eagles.
The Eagles bring up Robert Davis, former Redskin out of Georgia State. I didn't even know he was on their practice squad.
It's hard to keep track of all the practice squad guys.
No, you know. I'm looking forward to seeing Nate Orchard.
Like, you're going to have to stop them on offense running the football. You're going to have to stop their tight ends. That's where it has to start.
Maybe Nate Orchard can cover somebody. Chris Odom, maybe those two guys can.
But they're not here to cover somebody.
No, that's true.
I would love to tell you that they are, but they're not. And so,
Troy Epke?
Who's going to play in our secondary? All the stuff this week.
Monte Nicholson's going to play. Landon Collins is going to play.
We got some corners. We got to have step up again. But
Dunny,
who hope is healthy enough to play. Yeah.
Jimmy Moreland.
Fabian. You might have to have Norman play.
Well, that's been a big talk here. You know,
sick this week.
With Simeon Thomas having been suspended.
Yep. You look at Vallejo.
Yeah, he's with Vallejo. He's at Vallejo. And then, all the conversation about Josh being up. And, Bill Callahan was really grilled about Josh Norman, and he's just so inflappable at the podium. He said what he needed to say, that Josh was suited up because he was in some select packages. Now, those select packages must have been very select.
Field goal team?
They must have been very select because he didn't get a chance to play. But, look, players get hurt all the time, right? And unfortunately for the Redskins, Thomas is gone for the rest of the year. He will not be back. Josh Norman's still on the roster. Josh, and it was funny because Josh was sick this week. Might got a little bit of a bug somewhere. And media asked him again, hey, where's Josh? He's out.
He was in the building. He came in.
Yeah, he was here, but he didn't practice.
There's no real sick day in the NFL.
There was a guy.
You got to be.
There was a guy here over the last couple of years who took a lot of sick days, and I ain't going to say who it is. But
someone's going to go to your house on a sick day and check in on you.
Say, look, I'm not feeling good. It's the day after my birthday. I got a little bug on my birthday evening. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I caught something. I don't know what it was. I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens, but, it'll be interesting to see who is going to be in the secondary because –
You could see Aaron Colvin this week.
Aaron Colvin. It could be Aaron Colvin's time.
You see Danny Johnson this week.
Danny Johnson is up. He's rehabbed. The guy who was a big star of training camp 2018.
And played well at times last year.
Played well. Got hurt. And,
The thing is if you're the Eagles, they're going to be in a lot of two tight end personnel groupings because that's where their talent is right now.
Yes.
And even three tight end, and they were against the Giants last week, and we struggled in Green Bay with those heavy sets. And so I think you put a lot of onus on Cole,
your strong
Bostic,
safety,
Sean Dion Hamilton, and your strong safety, Landon Collins. And Landon isn't necessarily a man-to-man safety. I think he thinks that or wants to be, and there's a lot of things he does incredibly well, but some of the man-to-man stuff has been issues. You saw last week with the running back with the slant and go. He's over the top. I don't know if he's true, but that's not what he's here to do, is be a true man-to-man safety. So
Ertz is a special talent. Goddard isn't bad either.
Goddard's a very good player.
Pretty good player. So Redskins have had troubles with tight ends over the years, and for whatever reason, you got to come up with a plan to cover them.
You just double Ertz.
You know what's coming.
Well, how about the Giants late in the game? They lose the game because they give up the tying touchdown to Ertz one-on-one, and then they don't cover him. Like if I'm sitting there in New York up in my suite watching this game as a GM or owner, you lose in overtime, you're like, who is the one guy we do want to cover? I don't know, Zach Ertz. How did we not cover him? We said we were going to.
We doubled Arthego Whiteside.
Yeah. Let's not double Arthego Whiteside. Arthego Whiteside.
There we go. It's very good. So you learned. C is a TH.
Barcelona.
Very good.
There you go.
Got to use your tongue for that. Just right between your teeth.
Just kind of touches the bottom
of
your teeth.
It's like a TH.
Barcelona.
It's a TH instead of a C. I took 3 years Spanish, man. I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I probably forgot 99% of it. I did forget 99% of it. But I haven't forgotten my Greek yet, though. I was raised with that. So I guess if you're raised with it, it's hard to lose it. 3 years not enough to really learn a language. You got to use it. What languages did you take?
Spanish.
Ah, Spanish. Muy bien.
Mm-hmm.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Yes, that's what por qué means.
Because I did. I don't remember.
You needed
why.
3 years or something. Yeah. What were your options? French and German?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, French might have been good. Yeah, I would have forgotten that too, though.
You're onto this change of subject thing, but just real quick, I was hanging out in Green Bay. Three guys I went to high school with came. I played at Utah State. Two of them played at Utah State.
Yeah, you were out with your buddies, yeah.
And that's the safest group of people for me to ever go out with, just so you know. My group of Mormon friends is a good, environment for me to be.
You guys went to, where'd you go, coffee shop? No.
We went to, coffee shop. Believe it or not.
Bar?
A Mexican restaurant.
A Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to order in Spanish? No.
No, you didn't. But you could say enchiladas, and that's Spanish, I guess.
They know what it is.
So they were talking about the school system and the Spanish thing. They have kids that spend half a day in a Spanish or another language where the teacher, from a like elementary age, where the teacher speaks nothing but Spanish.
That's immersion.
That's what they're doing. It's an immersion program. I don't know if I want my kids in an immersion program.
It depends on what you want them to do.
Maybe it's good.
Now I got two
kids at home that are speaking some language and talking behind my back, and I don't know what they're saying, and I don't know if I like that.
Oh man!
By the way, I have been
you ugly American, you
constantly creating my own NFL offense. If you just created an immersion program for just your language that isn't the NFL language,
right?
And used a non-common, like, let's go Cambodian. Nobody else in the league speaks Cambodian.
Right.
Okay. We can call the plays right at the line of scrimmage.
In Cambodian. And whatever that
I can say, whatever I want to say. I'm a coach on the sideline just yelling out the plays in Cambodian.
You could be saying, we're throwing it to the tight end up the seam.
Yep.
Just flat out say it. But you need to.
I want you to throw it to Terry McLaurin on this play. He's running a post.
And they say it in Cambodian. But can you imagine how that would fit on one of those wristbands that have all the plays on it?
Now we're playing the Patriots, and they've hired like seven guys from Cambodia telling them to play.
Well, of course you can
videoing our guys.
That's what you do when you scout. You scout out trying to steal some signals.
What are they calling here? I'm not sure. I think it's in Cambodian.
It's in Cambodian. I believe they're asking the ball to go to the tight end here, or maybe it's Tony Bergstrom's getting the ball. That's what it is.
Could he get the ball?
I just can't wait to see Tony Bergstrom. I talk to him about it every day.
I do, too.
He really is getting a kick out of the conversation. If nothing else, he gets a kick out of the conversation. I said, man, your hand's ready. He goes, oh, yeah.
I asked him if he could catch.
They're coming to me. They're coming.
You know what he said?
What?
No.
He said he can't catch?
Yeah, he's as much as he wants a ball, I think he doesn't.
This is the second and goal at the one play to call, right? Everybody's stacked in. Big jumbo package. You got Adrian Peterson. You got the fullback, Michael Burton, in there. Everything is going to happen here. Little play action. Sneak Bergstrom off into the right corner of the end zone. Toss it up. He is uncovered. And he better make that catch. Crowder dropped one, but thank goodness for him. He came right back and had a toe tap for a touchdown after dropping one. It was right in his hands. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was horrible.
But he came back and got one, so I'm sure that felt good.
I
like the fact Darnold went back to him like that.
Well, he's his number one guy.
Yeah, well, I know the other guy. I thought Robbie Anderson was.
Crowder's by far the number one.
Crowder.
He's doing a good job for the Jets.
Yeah,
he's
got a lot of
slot receivers. You know who's doing a good job for us? Steven Sims Jr. has really come along, man. He's a guy that's got to make some plays this week. We just got to make some plays this week. Let's get out of here. But we just got to make some plays. I think they're going to try to run the ball.
Yes.
I've been saying all week, I would just see what Dwayne has. But I think that Bill wants to beat the Eagles badly.
Skin Tangible is going to come into play this weekend. I promise you that.
I think that they want to run the ball against the third best rush defense in the NFL. And it would be a little bit of a statement game if they could come out and get Adrian 100 yards and dominate the front.
Absolutely. That carry over to the next game, too, and the next game after that.
And
so,
then the rest of the...
See you Sunday.
The next few games. Next year, maybe. I don't know. See you Sunday.
Bye.
Have you heard about Creighton Farms, the private club community that's home to the Redskins? Creighton Farms is just 20 minutes from Dulles, but a world away. On top of its award-winning Jack Nicklaus signature golf course, pools, tennis courts, and other resort-style amenities, you'll find custom homes and villas that are simply extraordinary, starting at $1.5 million. For property and legal information, visit CreightonFarms.com. Or, better yet, visit Creighton Farms.
Locally owned Novec has competitive rates and some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings among electric utilities in Virginia. Novec members are receiving more than $4 million in cashback credits in December, and they enjoy the most reliable power in the region. Novec is growing its renewable energy supply, including more solar. Novec, power you can trust.
Are uninvited pests ruining your plans? Let PMSI, the pest control partner of the Washington Redskins, handle it for you. Call today for your free inspection, and they'll work around your schedule to provide you the best solution possible to defend your home territory against pests of all kinds, including mold. Visit mypmsi.com for the game plan to control the pests on your home turf. That's mypmsi.com.
At Coke, our 67,000 U.S. employees make things that make your game days better, like fertilizer for greener turf and stronger paper products for tailgating. Viewing the game from your couch? Coke also makes the electronic components and TVs and smart devices so you can watch your Redskins victory anywhere. Coke, we make that. See it all at kochmakesthat.com. That's kochmakesthat.com.